Discussions on this show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Bettendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. I'm doing very well. Even though we're in the heat of tax season, I'm doing quite well. Oh, I'm still being audited. I got another list on Saturday. They want more data. They want more detailed data. They want me to actually produce brochures from the seminar I went to 3 years ago. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I don't have brochures from a seminar I attended 3 years ago. I don't even know if they had seminar brochures from 3 years ago. I don't know. Yeah, apparently they're recommending hoarding. I'm like, come on. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm hopeful. The auditor did tell me that there's a good chance he was fired last Friday. I don't know if he's still working there or not. He was basically applying for a job as he was auditing me, it seemed like, so... I don't know. Yeah, well, I don't know yet if I have somebody I have to report back. And he wants it all in by April 4th. I'm like, could you not do this during the middle of tax season? But they don't seem to care. Yes. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Sorry about my own personal thing. Amen. Yeah, they did have a nice bounce back. And part of that is we hit what's called correction territory. And in our vernacular, when you hit 10% down in the market, that's called correction territory. And the NASDAQ hit a 10% downstroke. So that caused people like myself to use that opportunity to buy a few things. So people that maybe wanted a stock or a position when it was 10% higher suddenly go, hey, I need to buy some more to get my... If I have cash or if I have idle cash or I didn't buy as much as I wanted, now's the time to buy some more. So but there was some buying going on. And yep. Oh, he said, Buffett, I wish I knew the number off the top of my head. But he's sitting on more cash than he ever has, according to what everyone all reports. He's sitting on billions and billions of cash. And in some downturns, we're talking he's ponied up, $100 billion. I mean, he's bailed out banks and came in and got some very favorable terms on stuff. Absolutely. That's when he's made money. You buy low and sell high. It means very simple. It just takes a lot of... A lot of moxie and a lot of patience to be willing to get out of the market when everyone else is jumping in and screaming the market's high. He'll get out. He has been. He's been selling and selling off profits for sure. It's a discipline. I believe he's 90. Yeah. Charlie's gone now, and he's doing it solo, and he's already picked out his successor. But he seems capable, and at last I heard him speaking, he comes across like he's very capable and knows what he's talking about, and as long as his mind is sound, he's able to, you know, to direct the company. He's picked his son out now to be chairman of the board, so his son will be run the company, and his son's a very interesting man, actually very involved with agriculture. There's probably some listeners that know his son. He owns a place in northern Illinois, a farm, large farming operation, grain elevator, I believe. And he's going to be the CEO or chairman of the company, and then one of the executives of one of the branches, I want to say Mid-American branch or something, is going to run the company. But smart dude. And he buys low and sells high, and prices were low, so that's why people were buying on Friday.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is there's a term we call catching a falling knife, and that's a term that just means when do you buy? As the stocks are falling, or as the knives are falling, and you go to catch them, are you catching the handle or are you catching the blade? In other words, is the knife going to fall further to the floor, or is that the end of it? Is now the time to buy the knife, the weapon? And exactly, but when is the bottom? Nobody rings a bell at the bottom, and nobody rings a bell at the top, my friend. If they did, that'd make my life lots easier. Exactly. Oh, good, sound effects. I like that. True. I need those at the office. I should do those on my phone calls. I should have sound effects, maybe. I don't know how compliance feels about that. We'll have to ask compliance if sound effects are okay. Yeah. Well, that I'm sure a lot of people would agree to that. They'd like to know when I'm coming. Well, one of the things I talked to you off air was about the USDA, and I'm watching this financial stuff every day. It's like another show of what are they going to find next. And I mentioned off air, I did not realize, I was reading last night, that the USDA, 53% of its budget goes to the SNAP program, food stamp, what we used to call food stamps when I was young. Now they call it SNAP. Right. Yeah, 53% of their budget, or $122.1 billion, is the USDA, it's the USDA. And why is the USDA in charge of food? And when we hear the farm bills, we think, oh, farm bills, farmers, but it's really the SNAP program is a big part of it. I just didn't realize the number had risen to that high of a level, that it was that big. As did I, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. What a difference. Yeah, I've heard that a lot of the security, they sent extra security to the border and they didn't need it. In other words, a lot of standing around. I know some private security people that were hired and they were sent back home because they had nothing to do. Oh, they got the word, guess who's in charge, don't cross the border because you're not allowed in. By the way, this article was in the Weekend Journal on the opinion. For the farmers that are listening, the ag people that are listening, I highly encourage you look online if you're interested in the Wall Street Journal about the USDA. Can the People's Department be cut down to size? It also talks about the new farm bill coming up, because with this tariff, we get 80% of our potash from Canada. And so the farmers put that on their fields, and 80% of it comes from Canada. If they put a 25% tariff on that, that's going to raise farming costs, my friend, by quite a bit. And so what she's saying in the article, she goes on to say that they've already authorized $10 billion in economic assistance to help cope with that. So they're planning on subsidizing that by, in other words, taking the money they receive and using it to reduce costs for the farmers. So they've got plans in mind to subsidize some of those costs. I just thought it was a good article overall on the USDA, so I thought I'd mention it. because I think that's some of your demographics that listen in here, and I found it interesting. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And what I'm reading is we're going to have these tariffs, and they're going to use them to manipulate trade. But I guess I wasn't aware of already that there was plans made to shove that money back out to help subsidize and reduce input costs for some of the farmers, which I think is good news. I think that's good news. Agreed. Yeah. Right. Yes, sir. No, I agree with that. I've heard that from my customers. My clients tell me that. They're holding back. I'm like, what are you waiting for? Well, I don't know. I just... I think I'm here.
Okay.
I walked through a portal, apparently. Well, we've already discussed there's only two phone lines from the Quad Cities out to Erie, so I think the bird must have jumped off the wire. So. Right. Well, I hope it heals a lot of wounds. I hope it heals a lot of personal wounds, but you're right, cash has been flowing and the war machine has been rolling. We've been making a lot of guns and weapons, and I have a feeling we're going to have to stock up. I have a feeling that's not going to slow down for quite a while, based upon my neighbors in Colorado that sell weapons systems to the U.S. and other countries. They are all very busy people traveling around the world right now. So let me just say, I don't think that's going to stop, my friend. The war machine doesn't end here. It's gotten worse in many ways. So if you're acting economically, it's not going to change the war machine. It's healing the world and getting that country back online and producing goods and services instead of killing each other will be, I think, good for Europe and get people far less tentative. So I think we've had enough war. Let's get it over with and let's get back to work. I hate to be so callous, but nothing's been achieved. They are swamped. That's what I'm saying. My neighbors are swamped, yes. Wow.
stuff, but, you know, just because that's going to affect our area. If all of a sudden, for some reason, corn shoots through the roof once the winter's over, which I don't think that'll be the case, and why is it going to be the opposite?
I do, too. I worry it's the opposite, yeah. Fungible, as Patrick likes to say. Yeah, it's a fungible. It's going to go somewhere. After the war, you're absolutely right. No, that's a problem. My wife's grandfather actually worked as a chaplain in Germany after World War II. He was there after the war was over, and that was a part of why they were there, is to try to keep hearts and minds and keep people from doing crazy stuff. Suicide was a big deal, and a lot of things go on when war is over, because the reality strikes of what's left. And I got to think, in Ukraine, the men are all gone, right? A lot of the young people are gone. The fighting age men are gone. They're not coming back, people. Some left the country and fled, but a lot of them died in this war. And from what I understand, it's pretty bad over there. They've been conscripting people on both sides. And I'm just worried, like you say, what's going to be left. I don't know. It will be interesting. Curious if we'll have immigration into that area, too,
yeah.
If people will relocate.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think a lot of these families are going back.
Oh. Yes. Yeah. Well, you got me itching to talk to Patrick about the after effects of this. Maybe you need to have a chat with him, excuse me, later in the week or next week about this. Right. All right, guys. Enjoyed it very much. Have a great week, everybody, and keep your eyes on the news. Don't just read the headlines. Be good. Bye.
Discussions on the show should not be construed as specific recommendations or investment advice. Always consult with your investment professional before making important investment decisions. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Registered representative. Securities offered through Cambridge Investment Research Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisor representative, Cambridge Investments Research Advisors Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Bettendorf Financial Group and Cambridge are not affiliated.